This is the Parallax for Sunday, February 8th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with significant leadership change at one of America's most influential news organizations. Will Lewis, CEO and publisher of The Washington Post, has resigned just days after the newspaper announced massive layoffs, affecting roughly 30% of its workforce. Lewis acknowledged making difficult decisions during his rocky two-year tenure and said his departure was necessary to ensure the outlet's sustainable future. The way this story is being covered really depends on where you're looking. NPR and the BBC reported it straightforwardly as a leadership transition following organizational challenges. But outlets on the right characterized it quite differently. Zero Hedge called it a poetic ending plot twist, describing the moment as evidence the newspaper is imploding in epic chaos under Jeff Bezos's ownership. The framing underscores how the same event can signal either necessary management change or institutional breakdown, depending on your perspective. Jeff D'Onofrio, The Washington Post's chief financial officer, will serve as acting publisher and CEO. Turning to intelligence and oversight, National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard is facing mounting scrutiny over her handling of a classified whistleblower complaint. According to whistleblower allegations, Gabbard blocked the National Security Agency from sharing a report about an intercepted phone call between two foreign intelligence officials discussing someone close to President Trump. Instead of sending it through standard congressional channels, she delivered it directly to the White House Chief of Staff. The complaint dates back to May 2025, but only became public this week. The Guardian reports that Gabbard is facing growing questions about how she handled this intelligence intercept. But Gabbard and her allies tell a different story. Newsmax reports that she forcefully denied claims she concealed the complaint, accusing Senator Mark Warner of spreading a blatant lie. The Washington Examiner quotes Gabbard calling such claims from some lawmakers lies and baseless accusations. This is a classic case where the core facts are agreed upon, but the interpretation of what those facts mean depends entirely on which outlets you're reading and what questions you consider most important. In related news, a federal appeals court has delivered what the Trump administration is calling a major legal victory on immigration. The Fifth Circuit has upheld the administration's policy allowing detention of undocumented immigrants without bond hearings. This means the Department of Homeland Security can now lawfully detain immigrants nationwide who entered the country without inspection, eliminating the requirement for bond hearings before detention. Fox News reported this as a significant win for the administration's enforcement agenda, while other outlets focused more on the policy's implications for immigrant rights and due process protections. Meanwhile, on the world stage, high-stakes nuclear diplomacy is underway. Trump administration envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner held indirect nuclear talks with Iran's foreign minister Abbas Araghchi in Oman on Friday. Both sides characterized the discussions as productive. President Trump stated the talks were very good and claimed Iran wants to make a deal very badly. However, Iran's foreign minister made clear that the country's missile program remains non-negotiable. The significance here is worth noting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has moved up his planned Washington visit to Wednesday, specifically to discuss these negotiations with Trump. Al Jazeera reported that Iran says missiles are off the table, while Axios and the Washington Examiner emphasize Trump's optimism about potential progress and Netanyahu's urgency in coordinating with the administration. In financial markets, cryptocurrency experienced dramatic volatility this week. Bitcoin has collapsed from near $120,000 to around $62,000 at recent lows, erasing all price appreciation since President Trump's election. Zero Hedge reported on this crash with characteristic flair, noting that Bitcoin face-planted after flirting with the once unthinkable level of $120,000. MarketWatch expressed concern for wildly enthusiastic investors who borrowed billions against crypto during the bull run, as leveraged positions face liquidation. The broader concern is that thin liquidity could push prices even lower. In healthcare news, the telehealth company Hims & Hers has abruptly reversed its launch of a $49 compounded version of Novo Nordisk's Wegovy weight loss pill. The FDA warned it would take swift action against copycat GLP-1 drugs, prompting Hims to immediately withdraw its offering. The company had positioned the cheaper alternative against Novo Nordisk's $149 monthly pill, but regulatory pressure proved decisive. The decision underscores ongoing FDA enforcement efforts regarding pharmaceutical compounding in the telehealth sector. That's the Parallax for Sunday, February 8, 2026. For links to all sources and the full written digest, visit readparallax.com. Thanks for listening.